Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled, Overcoming a Guilty Conscience Part 2. Today's meditation was written by Pastor S.D. Abraham. We shall be taking our Bible reading from 1 John 3 verses 18 to 20. 1 John 3 verses 18 to 20 reads, Little children, let us not love with word or with tongue, but in deed and truth. And by this we will know that we are of the truth and will convince our conscience in His presence, that if our conscience condemns us, that God is greater than our conscience and knows all things. I have just read from the New English Translation. Because of some mistakes Sandra had made in the past, she had a conscience that was always condemning her. After being a Christian for more than 4 years, she would still sometimes feel that she is not truly born again. She got free from this when she could prove to herself that she was now indeed a child of God. Love is divine, and anyone who walks in love does so because he is born of God and knows God. We have seen on this platform some time ago that the kind of love proceeding from God that manifests in believers is the original true love. This love does not expect anything in return for good deeds. If you read today's Bible text carefully, you will see that we sometimes need to convince our consciences in God's presence concerning who we are. One sure tool we need to do this is having the evidence of God's love shed abroad in our hearts. This could only happen because God has accepted us as His sons. And the strongest proof of this is that we have the ability to walk in love toward fellow Christians and our neighbors. 1 John 1 verse 9 tells us that if we walk in the light, the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all unrighteousness. Unrighteousness is that proclivity in the soul to always go the wrong way. Go into today knowing that the blood of Jesus cleanses God's children from guilty consciences. Love is the greatest sign that we have been fathered by God. Our yearly Bible reading plan shall be taken from Job 21 to 22. This Bible reading plan is continuous. If, for example, you begin with us today, by this time next year, you would have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. The reading comes up next, Job 21 to 22.
Then Job replied,
Listen carefully to my words. Let this be the consolation you give me. Bear with me while I speak, and after I have spoken, mock on. Is my complaint directed to a human being? Why should I not be impatient? Look at me and be appalled. Clap your hand over your mouth. When I think about this, I am terrified. Trembling seizes my body. Why do the wicked live on, growing old and increasing in power? They see their children established around them, their offspring before their eyes. Their homes are safe and free from fear. The rod of God is not on them. Their bulls never fail to breed. Their cows calve and do not miscarry. They send forth their children as a flock. Their little ones dance about. They sing to the music of timbrel and lyre. They make merry to the sound of the pipe. They spend their years in prosperity and go down to the grave in peace. And yet they say to God, Leave us alone. We have no desire to know your ways. Who is the Almighty that we should serve him? What would we gain by praying to him? But their prosperity is not in their own hands, so I stand aloof from the counsel of the wicked. Yet how often is the lamp of the wicked snuffed out? How often does calamity come upon them, the fate God allots in his anger? How often are they like straw before the wind, like chaff swept away by a gale? It is said God stores up the punishment of the wicked for their children. Let him repay the wicked so that they themselves will experience it. Let their own eyes see their destruction. Let them drink of the wrath of the Almighty. But what do they care about the families they leave behind when their allotted months come to an end? Can anyone teach knowledge to God, since he judges even the highest? One person dies in full vigor, completely secure and at ease, well-nourished in body, bones rich with marrow. Another dies in bitterness of soul, never having enjoyed anything good. Side by side they lie in the dust, and worms cover them both. I know full well what you are thinking. The schemes by which you would wrong me. You say, where now is the house of the great? The tents where the wicked lived? Have you never questioned those who travel? Have you paid no regard to their accounts? That the wicked are spared from the day of calamity? That they are delivered from the day of wrath? Who denounces their conduct to their face? Who repays them for what they have done? They are carried to the grave and watch is kept over their tombs. Soil in the valley is sweet to them. Everyone follows after them, and a countless throng goes before them. How can you console me with your nonsense? Nothing is left of your answers but falsehood.
Then Eliphaz, the Temanite, replied,
Can a human being be of benefit to God? Can even the wise benefit him? What pleasure would it give the Almighty if you were righteous? What would he gain if your ways were blameless? Is it for your piety that he rebukes you and brings charges against you? Is not your wickedness great? Are not your sins endless? You demanded security from your relatives for no reason. You stripped people of their clothing, leaving them naked. You gave no water to the weary, and you withheld food from the hungry. Though you were a powerful man, owning land, an honored man living on it, and you sent widows away empty-handed and broke the strength of the fatherless. That is why snares are all around you, why sudden peril terrifies you, why it is so dark you cannot see, and why a flood of water covers you. Is not God in the heights of heaven? And see how lofty are the highest stars. Yet you say, what does God know? Does he judge through such darkness? Thick clouds veil him, so he does not see us as he goes about in the vaulted heavens. Will you keep to the old path that the wicked have trod? They were carried off before their time, their foundations washed away by a flood. They said to God, Leave us alone. What can the Almighty do to us? Yet it was he who filled their houses with good things. So I stand aloof from the counsel of the wicked. The righteous see their ruin and rejoice. The innocent mock them, saying, Surely our foes are destroyed, and fire devours their wealth. Submit to God and be at peace with him. In this way, prosperity will come to you. Accept instruction from his mouth and lay up his words in your heart. If you return to the Almighty, you will be restored. If you remove wickedness far from your tent and assign your nuggets to the dust, your gold of Ophir to the rocks in the ravines, then the Almighty will be your gold. The choice is silver for you. Surely then you will find delight in the Almighty and will lift up your face to God. You will pray to him and he will hear you, and you will fulfill your vows. What you decide on will be done, and light will shine on your ways. When people are brought low and you say, Lift him up, then he will save the downcast. He will deliver even one who is not innocent, who will be delivered through the cleanness of your hands.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Kindly share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry, get more of our free resources, or give to this work, visit our website at streamglobe.org.